Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news. By the numbers. Ector County, 37,373 total cases, 700 deaths. Midland County, 39,917 total cases, 496 deaths. Texas, 6,745,371 total cases, 87,470 deaths. U.S. cases, 79,991,833 total confirmed, and 979,108 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tzt-RJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/y6nttuq. Democratic GOP Senate bargainers reach $10 billion COVID agreement. Washington. Senate bargainers reached agreement Monday on a slimmed-down $10 billion package for countering COVID-19 with treatments, vaccines, and other steps. The top Democratic and Republican negotiators said, but the measure dropped all funding to help nations abroad combat the pandemic. The compromise drew quick support from President Joe Biden, who initially pushed for a $22.5 billion package. In a setback, he ended up settling for much less amid administration warnings that the government was running out of money to keep pace with the disease's continued, though diminished, spread in the U.S. Every dollar we requested is essential, and we will continue to work with Congress to get all of the funding we need, said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. But time is of the essence. We urge Congress to move promptly on this $10 billion package because it can begin to fund the most immediate needs. Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, his party's lead bargainer, also ended up agreeing to abandon Biden's requests to include $5 billion to help countries, especially poorer ones, where the disease is still running rampant. But the two sides could not agree on enough budget savings to pay for the larger amounts. Schumer said the pact would provide the tools we need to help the country recover from the economic and public health blows that COVID-19 has inflicted for the past 2 years. But he said while the $10 billion is absolutely necessary, it is well short of what is truly needed to keep us safe over time. He said members of both parties want to craft a second spending measure this spring that could include funds to battle COVID-19 and hunger overseas, and more assistance for Ukraine as it continues battling the Russian invasion. The fate of such a measure is uncertain. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, the lead GOP bargainer, hailed the accord as one that would address urgent COVID needs. He also trumped the measure's savings, which he said meant it will not cost the American people a single additional dollar. Romney also suggested an openness to consider future money. While this agreement does not include funding for the U.S. Global Vaccination Program, I am willing to explore a physically responsible solution to support global efforts in the weeks ahead, he said. The agreement comes with party leaders hoping to move the legislation through Congress this week before lawmakers leave for a 2-week spring recess. It also comes with BA2, the new Omicron variant, expected to spark a fresh increase in U.S. cases. Around 980,000 Americans and over 6 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19. At least half the compromise would have to be used to research and produce therapeutics to treat the disease, according to fact sheets from Schumer and Romney. The money would also be used to buy vaccines and tests. At least $750 million would be used to research new COVID-19 variants and to expand vaccine production, the descriptions said. The deal is also a reduction from a $15 billion version that both party leaders had negotiated last month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, abandoned that plan after Democratic lawmakers rejected proposed cuts in state pandemic aid to help pay for the package. ECISD presents Digital Family Series. From the people who brought Family Code Night last year, Digital Family is a series of 4 online family learning sessions devoted to help students and parents understand the technology that will shape their lives. The Ector County ISD Science Department is working with CS is Elementary to bring top national tech educators to ECISD families through 4 sessions each Tuesday night in April. Today, 6 p.m., Cyber Safety Night. April 12th, 6 p.m., Data Literacy Night. April 19th, 6 p.m., Creative Computing Night. April 26th, 6 p.m., Artificial Intelligence Night. Those who attend all 4 evenings will receive a Digital Family Certificate with 2 Dash robots will be given away live at each event. ECISD families will need to register at www.bit.ly/EctorFCN. The campus with the most participation is going to receive a snow cone party. Families will need a fully charged device, computer, tablet, etc., and a stable internet connection. No tech experience is needed.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, April 4th. Laugh every chance you get. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. I am a very proud Texas Aggie from a family of Aggies. Both of my brothers are Texas Aggies, and my dad is a Montana Aggie. One of the things I love best about Aggies is the self-deprecating humor of Aggie jokes. No one tells a better Aggie joke than an Aggie. On that, here is my all-time favorite. An Aggie is driving down a country road and looks out the window to see another Aggie in the middle of a field in a rowboat rowing madly. The Aggie slams on the brakes, gets out of the car and yells, "It's Aggies like you that give Aggies like me a bad name. And if I could swim, I'd come out there and slap you." I am telling you this ridiculous joke and talking about Humor Month in a column that is dedicated to healthcare topics because laughter, in many, many ways, really is the best medicine. There is a huge amount of research out there about humor and laughter being good for you. Laughter releases endorphins that bind to the same receptors that opiate medications bind to. People who laugh experience much of the same euphoric high that narcotics can produce. Laughter can also reduce pain for the same reason. Laughter forms social bonds. The endorphin release in a group promotes a feeling of safety. That is part of why laughter is contagious, even when a person isn't completely sure why others are laughing. Laughter improves brain connectivity. Even small children can tell the difference between a genuine joyous laugh, a taunting laugh, and other types of laughs. Those different laughs affect different parts of the brain, and that interconnectivity helps improve brain function overall. Laughter is strongly linked to good relationships. Women consistently rank laughter and a good sense of humor as a top three requirement in a mate. Men relate relationships that include a large amount of laughter as stronger than those where the laughter is less. Laughter has a similar effect to antidepressants. Not only does laughter cause release of endorphins, it causes the release of serotonin, which is the same chemical many antidepressants work to raise, so laughter, at least for short periods of time, can help with feelings of depression. Finally, there is well-documented evidence that laughter has an anti-inflammatory effect that helps protect blood vessels and the heart muscle from the damage of cardiovascular disease. Researchers don't know exactly why, but most of the theories feel that because laughter helps reduce stress and causes the release of the happy chemicals, endorphins and serotonin, it helps decrease the inflammatory effects of stress on the heart. From a strictly medical standpoint, healthcare professionals that laugh with their patients tend to have stronger relationships with those patients. Humor and laughter can ease the tension that arises from the difficult topics that patients and their providers often must discuss. Research shows that when the relationship between a patient and their provider is strong, it is easier for patients to bring up things that cause them anxiety or frustration in their diagnosis and treatments. That ability to express those emotions makes it easier for both parties to overcome those barriers and find good solutions for the person's health care. Humor has been shown to increase the communication between healthcare providers and patients in many ways. For instance, it has been shown to greatly decrease miscommunications due to culture or personal value differences. I'm not saying next time you go visit your healthcare provider, you need to act like a stand-up comedian, but I do think people need to know it's okay to laugh with your doctor, nurse, or other healthcare professional. I think sometimes people think that if they laugh with their healthcare providers, their healthcare provider will think the person is not taking their health seriously, but the opposite is probably even more true. If you laugh with your healthcare provider, it shows you are taking your healthcare very seriously because you value the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. We know laughter builds stronger relationships, and when people have a strong relationship with their healthcare providers, they have a much better chance at preventing and controlling disease. Please celebrate National Humor Month this April by laughing every chance you get and including your primary healthcare provider on the list of people you laugh with.
Hello, this is Michael, continuing to read an additional front page story from the Odessa American, published Sunday, April 3rd. Athletic Supply Becomes Part of Game One by Ruth Campbell. One of Odessa's longest-running businesses, Athletic Supply, has started a new chapter with a name change to Game One. General Manager and Senior Buyer Ted Flowers said there was a lot of consolidation in the athletic supply industry. There were eight legacy companies around the United States that formed Game One. Along with Athletic Supply, several similar companies joined Game One. Flowers added that the company will be just as involved in the community as it always has been. "And we wanted to have a national presence, so it made sense to merge into Game One so that we would have a national footprint instead of a regional footprint. It gave us some advantages to have some resources that we didn't have as individual companies," Flowers said. One of their major mottos is that they are locally serviced and nationally supported, Flowers said. The company began in 1947, but it was in his family from 1972 to 2018. It had retail operations up until 2018. Now we just do league, team, and institutional sales, Flowers said. His father, Ronnie Flowers, is a legacy owner. Along with himself and his father, his brother Tim and uncle Thud Flowers and cousin Lane Flowers work for the company. His wife Leah works there, and his mother, Pam, did some years ago. Ted and Leah Flowers have one son, Ty, and Tim and his wife have six children together. There are about 50 employees in Odessa, 30 at the building at 1107 North Grant Avenue, and the remainder are outside sales. The business provides athletic equipment and apparel to leagues, teams, and schools. That includes everything you would need for nearly any kind of sport. Football, baseball, tennis, soccer, softball. Plus, they screen print t-shirts and hats, and they have buckets to carry baseballs and lanyards. They get uniforms from well-known brands such as Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas. Flowers said there are numerous other brands that they use as well, depending on the sport, the type of uniform, and the time needed. Most of the higher-end uniforms are made at the factory, but Flowers said they can decorate the uniforms in-house. Flowers noted that the company will still be just as involved in the community as it always has been. Born and raised in Odessa, Flowers went to school in Greenwood and played football and basketball and ran track. He earned a business degree from Angelo State University. Flowers said the response to the brand change has been good. It was just getting them the information so that our customers knew that the service wasn't going to change. It was simply a name change that would give us some resources that I think would give them some access to more resources as well, Flowers said. Flowers said Athletic Supply was looking for an opportunity to branch out, and they talked to similar companies who were all seeking the same thing. Flowers said the goal is to continue to grow and expand. I think it will provide new opportunities for employment here. We're not reducing the amount of employees. I think that's been a fear that when you get bigger, then some of the localization goes away. That's the opposite of what we're trying to do, Flowers said. This community means a lot to us. We've been here for a long time and have every plan to stay here and continue to be a community supporter. For junior high and high school helmets, Flowers said they will probably run 10,000 football helmets and about 5,000 pairs of shoulder pads. Helmets have a shelf life. Shoulder pads, not so much, he added. On average, shoulder pads last about 10 years. The shoulder pads are specific to what the player plays, offensive line, defense line, quarterback. They come in sizes, too. The technology that goes into the components has changed tremendously over the years. 50 years ago, you played in a leather helmet, and today you play in that. There's been a lot of technology that's gone into helmets because safety is one of our main concerns. We want to make sure you're putting the best equipment that's available on any player in any sport, he added. Jamie Wisely of Minneapolis, Minnesota, CEO of Game One, said Game One is a collection of team dealer companies across the country that have joined to make a larger corporation so that they can provide goods and services to sports programs in schools, colleges, universities, and at the pro level. That's how the organization came together, Wisely said. The process of bringing together the group started in 2018. Then I joined the company at the end of 2020 with the responsibilities of building it into a national company, Wisely said. The companies can now do significantly more together than they could separately, he said. The Odessa operation has a large amount of the school business across the state and several colleges and universities as well. Wisely said the Odessa group is a very important part of sports and sports history in Texas. He added that Ronnie Flowers built an incredible reputation of quality and service to customers. He said Game One is proud to have the company Ronnie Flowers built as part of the network. Wisely said he has been in the school products group for nearly 30 years. I've been in just the athletic side of this for just the last year and a half. I just absolutely love it. The people make everything better in this business. We have amazing team members. We don't have employees. all of our members in our organizations are team members, and we have amazing team members that are really knowledgeable and really care about the customers that they serve. That's what makes it fun for me, he said.
Hi, this is Denisa reading the Odessa American Etc. section for Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Vegetables versus veggie drink. Dear Dr. Roach, my wife and I are both 88. She has dementia and now insists she will not eat vegetables. Will a vegetable-based or vegetable and fruit-based drink help her? J.N. Answer. Although a diet with many fruits and vegetables has been shown to reduce risk of developing dementia, the diet is not going to be a very effective treatment for dementia. Eating more fruits and vegetables will help both you and your wife with many other areas, especially heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Canned fruit and vegetable juice would not be my first recommendation. Unfortunately, many of the micronutrients are lost, especially as they sit on a shelf. They are still better than soda, although many are very high in sodium. I see many people using blenders to make their own fruit and vegetable smoothies. Many people with dementia experience changes in their sense of smell and taste that can lead to changes in their eating patterns. Many caregivers experiment with mixing up ingredients to try to find meals their loved ones likes. Adding spices that increase flavor can be very helpful. Try entirely new foods or different preparations can also encourage more healthy eating.
Dear Abby, published Tuesday, April 5th. Lengthy marriage now includes threats and ill will. Dear Abby, I am a 50-year-old man, married for 25 years. My wife is older than me. In the beginning, it was great, but our relationship slowly started failing, and now we argue about everything. I feel like I'm trapped in a cage. We don't have one single thing in common anymore. I want a happy life, with or without her, but I see nothing but darkness around me. When I ask for divorce, I get accused of cheating and threatened with paying her spousal support for the rest of my life. Marriage counseling doesn't seem to be an option. What should I do? Wants to be free in Oregon. Dear Wants, if marriage counseling isn't an option, it doesn't mean you can't get psychological counseling to help you become emotionally stronger. While you're at it, it is important that you talk with an attorney about the divorce laws in your state. Once you have done that, you will be better able to decide if you want to live in darkness for the rest of your life or what you may have to sacrifice in order to finally be free. You deserve to be happy, and frankly, so does your wife, who also appears to be miserable. Dear Abby, my boyfriend of 4 years refuses to come clean to me about his infidelity and cheating. I've given him countless chances to come forward, but he always denies it. I caught him with a girl who has been following us the whole time we've been together. Abby, I have done everything I could to get him to own up, but he doesn't. What should I have done, or what can I do, so my life can move forward and I won't have to worry about what he's doing? I'm heartbroken and he doesn't care. Two-timed in California. Dear Two-timed, as you stated, you have been deeply hurt by your boyfriend's dishonesty and he doesn't care about your feelings. He is who he is and he isn't going to change. Obviously, one woman isn't enough for him. You have now wasted 4 precious years of your life, time you will never get back, on a cheater who lies consistently. Isn't that enough? Do what you should have done years ago and move on. Dear Abby, I am a 4th grade student who is, let's say, good at math. I usually finish my math homework easily, but lately it's been piling up. The problem is, my classmates ask me for help a lot. I enjoy helping them, but sometimes it's hard to explain things or I can't find the time to get my own work done. The teacher is usually doing a math group with other students, so my friends can't ask her. Should I fall behind by helping my friends, or focus on my own work and risk hurting their feelings? Stressed in Idaho. Dear Stressed, you shouldn't be helping your friends to the exclusion of your own work. It is important for your sake and your friends that you discuss this with your math teacher. She needs to know she should be devoting more attention to the students outside her math group who need further instruction instead of relying on you to do it. After your work is finished, lend a hand to the other students if you wish.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.